Can you kind of just wrap this up? You were talking yesterday about how kind of you had this plan and you were able to stick to it. And did that continue today?
It did, and we were very pleased with how today went. A couple times yesterday, where there were some people on our list, our list started to dwindle because they went before our picks. Even though we were very happy to get Josh and Brandon today, some people that we were targeting, hoping that they would be there at the two fourth round picks, they were there, and so we were excited about that, and also filled some needs in terms of depth on our team with Roto and Atkins. We just thought the fourth round really went well for us. It was smooth, and then all the way through to get Jordan Kent, a gentleman that we worked out late in the process. We sent our scout down there to work him out. It's kind of a cloak of darkness deal, and so it's always nice when you like the workout, you like the player, the person, and then you're able to get him, and we did get him, and we're excited about his potential. And then to get Valos, another gentleman that adds depth to our offensive line. We thought it worked smoothly today. It went well. Good cooperation with the coaches. It was a good day.
Going down to look at Jordan, is that something you do, try to kind of keep quiet?
Well, he was in a unique situation in that he was coming back from rehab, and that was when he was ready to work out. It was so late in the process that a lot of teams were in their draft mode in their meetings, so it was very hard to get away. Proximity obviously helped us there.
Did you get close to a tight end today, or just... The guys that were available just weren't with it when you were picking?
Yeah, that seemed to work that way all the way through the draft. So we just signed Joe Newton from Oregon State in free agency. We were happy to get Joe. So our numbers are good that way.
Have you lined up most of those guys that you're probably going to get?
Yes. It looks like, what was it, Rustin, 11?
11, I believe.
About 11 guys to fill out our roster. I think that gets us to 87, and then we're going to bring in some workout guys that, they do the three-day program, and if that goes well, we'll sign some of those guys.
What did you like about Jordan specifically?
I'm going to let Rustin talk about that because he's been on the trail longer than I have.
Jordan is we watched Jordan all year long. He was on our radar. He is a tremendous athlete, basketball player, track star. He is, I believe he lettered three times, in three different sports, major college football, three times.
How did that happen? Yeah.
Yeah, it never happens. It never happens.
The only one since World War II.
I believe so.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. He's a tremendous athlete.
Is that true? Okay.
Yeah, he's a tremendous athlete. And his upside, we feel, is he has a nice upside. He is just improving as a receiver. Comes to football last year and is very raw. Battles through some things, just catching the ball, that type of deal. This year made great strides. He's a very hard-working kid. Has spent a lot of time on the jugs machine, really to improve his hands, work on his routes. This toe injury he had, he's come back from quickly. And he worked out. When he worked out for Mike Fair, last week, he really looked good on the tape, moving and cutting. He's still not quite there yet. But he's very close, and that's a tribute to him because he's worked extremely hard.
Have you drafted a player like that before that's really into football?
Not very often. But this guy had a real nice combination of size and speed and athletic ability. Very smart, very polished, dedicated young man. And we just felt real comfortable with him. We brought him in here to our complex and spent some time with him. Nolan Cromwell spent time with him, Coach Holmgren. So it was one of those things where we felt real comfortable with the person, and we like the upside and the talent.
You hit the Southeast pretty hard here. Were some of your other area scouts wondering if they were left out?
It's funny. We were real close to it. Was obviously that wasn't the plan, and there were some guys we had targeted out west that were right there and went before our picks. So, it's hard for those guys. They work so hard all year long. It's a year-long process. And so when a guy gets close to you and you know that everybody's excited about him and you're potentially going to take him, and then he goes, But they're used to that. But it just worked out that way. We had players all over the country, and the guys did a great job. The scouts were fantastic and really, really proud of their efforts. And then this period we just went through with the free agency, which is hard and can be chaotic. Everybody was, the communication was great, and we got the guys we targeted, so that worked out great.
I was just going to say, this is the area scouts' day. They have to make out a conviction list for us, and that includes guys that may be lower round picks, sixth, seventh round picks, And sometimes they want those guys as much as they want the high draft choices. I mean, this is their day, free agent-wise. They are grinding the phones, trying to get the guys they like and really working it, and have spent a lot of time on it. So this is for them. You know, they kind of go through the first day, and you know, sometimes they feel like maybe they're not as involved, although we involve them in every pick, but they get excited about the second day. This is where they kind of make their name.
Pretty good example, and this doesn't happen this often, is that we drafted two gentlemen, Herring and Vallos, that were not invited to the combine. And so for you to have the conviction and the, you know, the gumption to take a guy like that, because you don't get all that information, that all that run through in terms of the information, we had to rely on area scouts to say, okay, do we know enough about this guy? Have we done enough? Have we talked to enough people? Were we there at the workout? All that stuff to have a conviction to take a guy in the draft. Doesn't happen that often, but we did it with those two gentlemen, purely based on the work that our, you know, our regional guys and our area guys did.
Well, with Herring, was that because he made the switch from only played 1 year linebacker?
Right, right. So that people were like, are we sure that this is the right position?
When you called Vallos, did he think you were calling to say, if you don't get drafted, we're going to draft you?
He didn't say that, but he may have.
He probably did.
Well, he said that he was sitting there. He's kind of getting into that free agent mission.
Sure, yeah, because the agent gets him ready for it.
He was getting a lot of those calls, I think.
Right.
What was it that you guys saw in him? Because he's a little lighter than.
You know what? He played tackle at Wake Forest. I mean, they have a
307.
Really, yeah.
307.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he is
I
a
guess
little
that's light.
Maybe on the short side for a tackle, but we see him as a guard, center type guy. Very smart, very tough. And he's coming from a good program. It just kind of fits our mold.
Yeah, they had listed him at 290.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, no, 307, and he was an Ohio wrestling champion, real tough, serious-minded guy. Again, another guy that we brought in, like Jordan, we brought him into the, you know, the national workouts with those 20, 25 guys,
yeah.
And everybody's real impressed with his demeanor.
Do you get a sense that you were able to fill in the blanks? Because that's really what the draft is about, to sort of set to build for the future right now.
I think in terms of the numbers that the coaches wanted at their positions, yes, we did. And again, every pick was in and of itself. We didn't target, well, we've got to get to this number with this pick. But, and then what we didn't get to in terms of the numbers, to get to 87, we did fill in with free agents.
Tim, a lot of people up here in these parts might say, okay, who are these guys? You know, they take a look at everybody from around and do the math, and maybe just accepting Jordan Kent, you know, they don't know. So what can you say to the fans when they're like, you know, what are these guys all about? Why did the Seahawks find them? Why did they choose them?
Well, they all fit our, you know, what we're looking for in terms of the character fit, the fit for our team in terms of the scheme. Everybody was put through that filter, as we've always done, as we always will do. And these are guys that love football. They're tough guys, passionate about the game with the work ethic. I mean, we put everybody through that, and they passed. And so our fans will know they're getting a hard-working guy that's going to give them everything they've got, and these guys will help and contribute as quickly as possible. And, you know, we're proud of this group, and we're excited about what they potentially can be. And I think the one thing that we were proud of was the guys that we got third, fourth, fifth round. You know, usually you say, well, he's going to be special teams contributor, maybe a backup that will contribute. I think to the man in those picks, we feel like those guys are all potential starters. They have starter ability. Whether they, you know, get to that point, we'll see. But that was what made us most excited about those guys that we picked up.
Coach Holmgren alluded to the process that led to the reaction today, and kind of you coming in with a fresh set of eyes and your own priorities, and him kind of being the coach who comes from another side of player-oriented of his guys. How did you arrive at kind of the I don't know if it's a compromise, but how did you arrive at the decision together, and what was that process like?
Well, we talked it through, and, you know, it was hard for Coach. You know, he's a big-hearted man, good man, and he gets close to his players. He's that kind of coach. So any decision that will require in the end that a player leave is going to be hard, and they all are. It's not just Daryl. It's anybody that leaves this building because he wants to get close to his players, and his players get close to him. He's a player's coach. So, but he understood the rationale. We talked it through, and ultimately we came to an agreement, and we did that as the best thing for the team.